How to avoid some common mistakes as a beginning beekeeper. When it comes to the basics of beekeeping, just like everything else in life, there's a learning curve, which includes mishaps, missteps, and mistakes, and these are about as unavoidable as a bee sting. But as long as you stick to the main objective, helping those backyard and garden plants and flowers prosper and grow, the learning curve won't seem so painful. Some of the common mistakes include assessing colony health based solely on the level of bee traffic. You'll want to observe their hives from the outside on a weekly or even daily basis so you can see if your bees are bringing pollen or even catching a pesky ant invasion. A common mistake is not recognizing queenlessness. A beehive can't survive without its queen, but it's a common misconception that colonies that have lost theirs will alter its behavior so dramatically that it'll be obvious something's wrong. Another rookie beekeeper move is leaving out frames or placing empty supers. Bees will build comb in any empty space you give them, but if you put fewer frames in the box than it's meant to hold, the bees will build a rogue comb in the empty space. And if you add a super but you don't put in the frames, you'll end up with a box of cross comb attached to the roof of your hive, which can cause a real mess. Sure, some of you may be in it for the honey. As a general rule of thumb, don't take honey from the colony in its first year. Often the bees aren't strong enough yet to make an excess amount, and they need every drop they have to make it through winter. You'll also want to avoid placing your hive in a troublesome location. Find a level, clear space, ideally in the full sun. Make sure you have enough room to stand and work comfortably behind the hive or just to the side of it. And always suit up and double-check your zippers and weak points before opening your hive. Ignoring this lesson could seriously jeopardize your health and may turn you off to beekeeping prematurely. Lastly, new beekeepers often lose their hives, so instead of just starting out with one, have two to give you a better chance of keeping one alive in your first year. I'm Kathy Isom, Southeast AgNet.